Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening. However you listen to us, right off of our website at welcometomind.com. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, Google Play. Thank you for following us on Pinterest and on Facebook. And as always, if you have a burning question regarding the function, development, design, search engine optimization, social media, blogging, whatever, send us your questions through our website or through social media, and we'll address them here on the podcast. Love doing that. And e-commerce has been a hot topic lately, and that's what we're addressing on this week's podcast, e-commerce and what you can do to stay ahead of the competition with your e-commerce. I read a great article this week by Jason Demers on Search Engine Land that really sparked this podcast, because I read it this week. It was actually a week ago that I read it. And I kind of let it marinate a little while because we really haven't discussed e-commerce much here on the podcast. We should discuss it more, and we will be. But we haven't discussed it much here, especially with regard to your internet marketing and how you can be more effective with it. I have a few key points to share with you today, and if you're e-commerce, I think you're going to love this. These points will help make your e-commerce efforts more effective and make it easy e-commerce, perhaps. Well, first, how about your product pages? Once upon a time, your product pages were short and sweet. A title, a short description, a few images, and maybe some reviews from your customers. However, as we have been talking about all year here on the podcast, you must communicate the intent of your website, and in this case, the intent of your product. What is it used for? How is it used? Etc. All these things that go beyond just the brief, here's what it is, here's a picture, there you go. Your product pages need to be more long form than short form. And this is where it can get dangerous if you're not careful, or mainly if you get greedy. Do not use your pages, your product pages, for sales pitches. Don't use any of your pages for sales pitches. But especially, don't use your product pages for sales pitches. That's taking the lazy way out. And it is a good way to tick off your potential customers and cause them to click over to your competitor's website. That's one thing about doing business on the internet, is it's never been more easy for your customers or potential customers to go from your store to your competitor's store. So you want to be respectful in how you approach this. More detailed product pages means more opportunity for conversational phrases, which is conducive to both standard and voice search. Better indexing for long tail keywords and more opportunity to differentiate yourself from your competition, because in case you haven't noticed, competition has only gotten more fierce. So don't fluff it up, but do take time to offer better descriptions of both your products and your company. Now, secondly, since I mentioned voice search, it's really important to note that voice search is most definitely on the rise. I mean, it is undoubtedly gaining momentum. Now, a few years back, voice search and concepts like digital assistants were novel, and at times they were the source of some good laughs because of their imperfection when it came to voice recognition and, you know, ultimately very inconsistent and flawed results. Technology has progressed quite a bit, though, And now voice search is really gaining momentum. In 2015 alone, voice search made up 10% of all search globally. This year, Google has already reported that 1 in 5 searches made with the Google Android app are voice queries. So Siri, Cortana, Alexa, Google Now, they are your new friends. They're your new neighbors. They are not gimmicks. Get serious and capitalize on voice search. It will only grow. Look at your kids. That is your audience of tomorrow. Your customers of tomorrow. That generation, they are talking to their phones like their phones are actual people. I mean, heck, remember, they have names. Siri, Cortana, Alexa, Google Now. It is the direction that search is going in, and you want to hop on now and make sure that you're properly optimized for it. I mean, don't go crazy. Again, don't get sales pitchy. This is all about thinking in terms of what people are going to be looking for, questions that they're going to ask that pertain to your products. And really important to note that your frequently asked questions page, your FAQs, have never been more important for search than they are now. Now, thirdly, and I promise I won't belabor this point, mobile optimization. If your website is not responsive or otherwise mobile optimized, you're missing out on business, plain and simple. And it's amazing how many websites are still not mobile optimized. And it's amazing how many people think that they don't need to be mobile optimized because of the kind of business that they're in. I don't care what kind of business you're in. Your website needs to be mobile optimized because, again, you have to look in terms of the next generation, and the next generation. And especially the older you are as a business owner now, the less you tend to understand the younger generations and their dependence on mobile devices. You can't let that get in the way of your understanding of how they operate, how they search, because you want your business to last through this decade into the next decade. You've got to hop on this. So if you're not responsive or otherwise mobile optimized, you're missing out on business right now. But the basic mobile optimization is not all that you need. And this, again, think in terms of keeping pace with the younger generations, your consumers of tomorrow. Google is favoring app optimization. And soon it may become necessary for your e-commerce and all e-commerce to develop your own mobile apps for your own survival. I mean, it's already going on. It's already going on. And those who are doing it are ahead of the game. So you want to pay attention to that, because I'm talking in terms of soon it may become necessary for your e-commerce and all e-commerce to develop your own mobile apps just for your own survival. And just to maintain optimal visibility and presence. Competition is getting more fierce, friends. If you are e-commerce and aren't already thinking in terms of apps, you need to be thinking in terms of apps. Make it as easy as possible for people to interact with your business and your website, and to do business with you. Now, fourth point, oh my word, video. And this is one of my favorites too, because if you get over your preconceived notions about it, it's pretty easy and it's a lot of fun and it's very beneficial to your business. This is another one that I've harped on for the last year or more. Make use of your mobile device and its video capability. Now, I know some of you listening are thinking, oh, I want a professionally shot video. I understand that. Professionally shot video is all well and good. But if that is your excuse for not taking advantage of video now, you're just procrastinating. I'm sorry. You're just procrastinating because you can get the job done with what you have. Look at what people are sharing on Instagram, for crying out loud. These are not professionally shot videos. This is on the spot, in the moment. Now, you can do that. You can do that for your business. Now, if you're not comfortable with that, you can invest in a good video camera too. I mean, prices on really good video cameras have come down. They are affordable. And don't kid yourself into thinking that they're not, because they absolutely are. But the point is, you need to be using video content. Visitors are demanding more video content, and it is to your advantage in a search capacity as well, because video can show up as rich media in the SERPs. And I've harped for the last probably 2 years about the importance of you setting up a YouTube channel. Don't forget, YouTube is the second largest search engine that there is. A lot of people don't think about it as a search engine because, you know, it's videos, but it is so big, and there's so much content on it of so many different varieties. It's a valid search engine. And oh, by the way, in case you've forgotten or didn't know, YouTube is owned by Google. It is to your advantage to have a YouTube channel. Now, instant sharing of videos like on Instagram, Snapchat, that's excellent as well. But have a YouTube channel. You can show off your wares on a YouTube channel, and you can have fun doing it, and you can get some. You can really help your internet presence. You're already behind if you're not using video content now. So the time is now if you haven't started already. Visitors want more video content. They love to see the product, and if it's, you know, whatever your product does, if you can show that in a video, again, this goes to the intent and purpose of the product itself. The more you can show that in video, the better, because your visitors want to see that, and they love to share it. Which brings us to our final point here, shareability. Shareability is so huge. Social media has become a very fertile marketplace, in case you haven't noticed, especially Facebook. And both Snapchat and Instagram are hugely popular with the younger generations. Sharing is easier than ever. I mean, you see Snapchat and Instagram can share 10-second, 15-second videos. My kids have shared some of these with me, and some of them are cool, but some of them I look at and I'm like, what did I just see? I couldn't tell because I wasn't there. But yet they share them with friends, and their friends understand, because it's something that they've discussed. It's interests that they share. They can share a quick video, and the person they're sharing with tends to know, you know, what's going on and knows the purpose of it. But the point of that is sharing is easier than ever now. It's instantaneous. Encourage more sharing when visitors are on your site shopping. The images of your products come in really handy when someone likes what they see and they want to share it with their friends. And the aforementioned videos, you got a video of your product in action? Hey, those are shared. Reviews are shared. Heck, why do people check in through their mobile devices when they visit a business, you know, a restaurant or whatever? It's because they want their friends to know that they're there. Yeah, there are some fun incentives there. I mean, it's almost like a game where you have badges and the like. But the point is that people are sharing their experiences. Encourage this engagement with relevance to your business. Have your visitors share what they buy, share the experience in reviews, share pictures, whatever. Encourage engagement. Engagement is key, and this is a major key to engagement. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, for following us on Pinterest and Facebook. Thanks for your questions. Keep them coming. Any questions you have, send them to us. Leave a comment on our website, social media. Just send them to us, and we'll be happy to answer them here on the podcast. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz production.